Hello, how's everyone doing? My name is Billy Tipp, and today I'm bringing you guys my new podcast, Full Kit Wankers. It's August 5th, and I'm going to be talking to you guys about the past week of soccer for Arsenal Football Club. So first, I kind of just want to talk about why I'm actually doing this podcast, and then we'll get into some highlights from the week, goals of the week, gooner of the week, and all that fun stuff. So I'm recording this first podcast for my podcasting class at Chapman University, and I really wanted to talk about Arsenal because that's something I'm really passionate about. I've always been a huge soccer fan, and so I thought, why not just talk about the team that I bleed for, Arsenal Football Club? So with that being said, let's just get into it. So last week we played Stoke in the Premier League, and then we played Moscow in the Europa League. Really excited about our Europa League progress because we're sitting in sixth place right now in the Barclays Premier League, which is obviously not ideal. So putting all our eggs in the basket of Europa seems like the best fit. With that being said, we got the 4-1 dub, which is really, really exciting. Alexander Lacazette got two goals, the first in the 23rd minute and the second in the 35th minute. And then Aaron Ramsey scored the opener in the 9th minute and got his second goal in the 28th minute. And on top of that, Ozil got three assists, which is always fucking amazing. So I think what's really great about this Europa experience is that I get to get our young guys a little bit of a run out. Iwobi got a nice little sub. We get some fresh legs with Elneny getting in there and Danny Welbeck, which allows our starters to rest a little bit. And ultimately, I think this is our best path towards Champions League. Something really unfortunate, obviously, was that Mkhitaryan got injured in this game, and he's going to be out for about 2 to 3 weeks, which is definitely not ideal. But with the 4-1 win in Europa in the first leg, I think he'll be back by the next round, and we're definitely going to be able to see off Moscow next week, even in the away game. So I'm ultimately not that worried about it. What you really like to see, though, is Lacazette coming back from injury. He got a goal in the week against Stoke on the weekend and then comes back, gets the start, and gets two goals. Is really leading from the front and being a little more aggressive than usual, which I really like to see. He was on the ball in deeper positions. He was going wide. He was making great diagonal runs, and he was really trying to be involved in the play. And I think before this injury, sometimes he was a little suspect in terms of his leadership and his ability to really take a game by the scruff of the neck, but I think this injury allowed him kind of to collect himself and like really evaluate the type of player he wanted to be for the club. And it definitely doesn't hurt that Aubameyang is putting pressure on him on the weekend in the Premier League. So when he gets his opportunity in Europa, he definitely is trying to put on for the team. Also, seeing Ramsey really put on was awesome. I think his performances, especially last month, were really suspect. He wasn't looking great. I think he has a tendency to kind of hold on to the ball a little bit too much, which you never really like to see. And you definitely saw that in the 4-1 win against Moscow, but that game kind of summarized what he's able to do. He really likes to go for the showy goals. He likes the showy pass. Ultimately, he tries to do too much. But when it actually works and it happens in the game, he gets a game like this, and he gets two goals, one of them an absolute stunner. And you kind of think to yourself, why can't he put in a performance like that every week? He'd be an absolute world-class and world-beater. But unfortunately, I feel like he always tries to play like that. And then when he forces it too much and it's not actually happening for him, you just get a string of bad performances for him. And he's really a confidence player. So seeing this game, I really hope he can carry it on to the next and really just keep performing. That would be really awesome. But before that, I think a game that really gave us confidence ultimately for that Moscow game was that 3-0 victory at Stoke. It was really convincing. We got three goals, but I think the scoreline was a little deceiving to how we actually played. We got three late goals. We were applying a little bit of pressure before that, but nothing crazy. But ultimately, we got a penalty in the 75th minute, which Aubameyang slotted home, which you'd love to see that. He's got six goals in his last seven games. He's an absolute fucking monster. And ultimately, he got the 75th minute goal, and then he gets a nice little volley in the 86th minute. And then we sub on Alexander Lacazette for his first appearance in the Premier League, which must have been in forever. And he gets an 89th minute goal from the penalty spot, which I think really gives him a lot of confidence to get on the score sheet. I know he was really he wasn't really doing well on the score sheet prior to his injury. He comes back, he gets the goal, and ultimately I think that really helped him in the Europa League game later that week on Thursday, where he slotted home two goals. I think he's really starting to come on form, and I hope he really gets to a partnership with Aubameyang. We haven't really seen that yet, but I would love to see Aubameyang next to Lacazette up top. I think they both are just super dangerous. They both have a little bit of pace about them. Aubameyang's got some trickery, and they're both, at the end of the day, clinical finishers. So having two clinical finishers up top with Mkhitaryan when he's fit and Ozil in the form he's in right now, giving them the ball, I can't see a lot of teams being able to stop that. But ultimately, you know, those are two really great wins that week and something that I think we can really build on, and I'm really happy to see that. So those were the two games, obviously, that we played last week. We played against Stoke in the Premier League, and then we played against Moscow in the Europa League. So now I'm just going to run through a couple segments that I want to work out, and I'd love to get your feedback, you know, on Twitter and on my Instagram, which I'll post links to in the description, so you can tell me if you like these segments or not. So the first segment I'm going to do is going to be Goal of the Week, and then I'm going to discuss Gooner of the Week. So Goal of the Week is obviously just the best goal that we were able to score. It doesn't necessarily have to be the nicest goal. Maybe it could be the most important goal. It's going to change week by week. But this last week, it's definitely going to be a little bit of both. So I think I'm going to pick Lacazette's laser left volley. So what was really important to me about that goal was his confidence. He took a lefty shot first time on the half volley, which was a lot of things I really wanted him to do prior to his injury. He wasn't hitting a lot of things first time. He would take an extra touch, and then he would kind of ruin the chance that wasn't really there. He would hit the ball into the defender, and you'd think to yourself, you know, before he came here on Lyon, he was hitting this on the first time. He was a super confident player, and he was an absolute world-class goal scorer. I would expect him to hit that on the first-time volley. And so seeing him come back from injury, he obviously got the goal on the weekend. He had a nice little penalty before that. So seeing him gain confidence with those two goals, and then to, you know, use those two goals to allow him to hit that lefty volley, I think it really shows how much he's growing. He's feeling comfortable on the team again, and that's just like a state of mind I really want him to you know, feel more often in every single game, being able to hit it first time, being able to say, you know, I'm going to take this game and I'm going to score a fucking goal, and we're going to win this game because of me. And so really seeing him take initiative like that and not being afraid to take the chance was something that was really important to me. But on top of just the importance of the goal in terms of his confidence for himself, but ultimately the team, I also do think that it was the best goal that we scored last week. So that's Goal of the Week. And now I want to talk a little bit about Gooner of the Week. So Gooner of the Week is kind of just like the MVP of the week, who put in, you know, the best performances consistently in the last two games. So for me, it has to be Ozil. He didn't get involved much in the Stoke game, but he was really able to get involved in the Moscow game. He absolutely, for me, was a world-class player. He got three assists, a beautiful chipped ball through to Ramsey to open up the goal scoring, or not to open up the goal scoring, but to get Ramsey's second goal. He absolutely had a world-class cutback to Lacazette. And then you love to see him dribbling into the box, winning the penalty, and being aggressive, which I know is something Ozil is definitely critical of. He doesn't always be aggressive. He is sometimes called lazy. He doesn't really take a game by the scruff of the neck. He's really elegant. He's elusive. He's not really an aggressive player, but really seeing him, you know, do a drive into the box or something I personally love to see, and something I'd like to see him add to his game on a more consistent basis. So definitely adding that assist and then the other two assists in that game, for me, gets him to be Gooner of the Week. And I really love to see him, you know, stepping up when it's needed, and we really need those Europa performances. So that's going to be it for this week. But looking on to next week, we play Southampton in the Premier League. So that game, you know, it's not super consequential in terms of, you know, going to the Champions League, but obviously just wrapping up that Europa spot is really crucial, especially with Burnley kind of catching up a little bit behind us. So I'd love to see us get a huge win there, a convincing win, just keep on the confidence, keep on the momentum, and then wrap up that Europa spot with the sixth place finish. And then ultimately, we have Moscow on Thursday, which is huge. We just got a 4-1 victory. Let's keep that momentum in the Europa League. Let's get a convincing win away from home, which is something I'm not sure we always do. And let's lock up that semifinal bid. It's really just us at this point, and then Atletico. I think we can beat anyone else in the competition easily. but Atletico is going to be our biggest opponent in the semifinal if we hit them. So I just want to be going into the semifinal with a lot of momentum, with a lot of confidence, and just getting big victories. And ultimately, that's our only way back into the Champions League. You know, we need to win the Europa League so we can get that Champions League spot. And you know what that does for the club is absolutely huge, not just in terms of the bonuses we're going to get, but also the players that we can sign. It's going to be really hard to attract top quality players without Champions League, but maybe even a manager. Who knows? Wenger out? You tell me. I definitely think it's time, and I think if he could get us into the Champions League, especially after a really rough season, if we could win Europa, it would be a nice time for him maybe to step down and say, you know, it's time for me to go. I got us in a nice little spot. We're in Champions League again. We can bring in, you know, a beautiful, great manager, maybe like Allegri, maybe Jurgen Klopp from Germany, and then sign some top quality players. But first things first, we got to get that dub in the Europa League. So that's next week with Moscow in the quarterfinals, and let's lock up a semifinal bid. And then additionally, I am hoping to bring on a special guest for you guys next week with my friend Jamie Corlin, who is another Gooner and huge Arsenal fan. So hopefully he can make it in here, and we're going to have a lot of banter and a lot of fun. Thanks so much for listening to my first podcast. I really enjoyed it. And once again, I'm going to post my links to my social media accounts in the bio on this podcast. So please don't feel free to leave a little criticism. Let me know what you think. And please subscribe to the podcast and just let me know how we're doing. Really happy to have you guys. And I'll see you guys next week. Signing off. Bye.